miscellaneous. Staff report, Gail.
Today's audit committee meeting will be rescheduled to a future date in the near future. I did want to mention, Trustee Smythe had mentioned that there was, there was a correction on the desk listing that you had of Lillian Holbrook. He had mentioned that she wasn't an employee of Central SAN. Turns out that she is actually an alternate payee, so.
Oh, that's where she showed up in your database. Okay,
so, it is actually accurate.
Well, actually, we usually see beneficiary when that's the case.
Okay.
We don't see an employer name.
Okay. This may be a spouse.
Right.
It's not a surviving spouse, but a divorce.
Yeah.
A quadro spouse.
Yeah.
So that way they're not named as beneficiaries. They're actually.
Is the benefit.
Right. Yeah, they actually own the benefit.
Through Central SAN. Okay, well, that's good.
That's all here.
And yesterday, we successfully cut over telephone service from the county to Cesara.
Wow.
So
cutting the ties.
How'd that go?
It went very, very well, actually. It's kind of a non-event. And then we're planning on moving the data over next month.
Because as the comm center manager, I'd love to do that for all of our phone lines we have for the fire department.
Even my phone lines. And Dan's and Martinez has problems like they did last year where someone severed their fiber optic. My phone lines in Danville mm-hmm. went completely out. So it creates problems.
The nicest day you'd had in months, right?
But you know, no comment.
But the next day wasn't so great.
Yeah.
Last week, we had an open enrollment session for all staff. And we're currently in open enrollment. Very exciting for January 16. We're obviously going to have our own benefits. So, also last week, we launched our Cesara website.
Yes, you did.
And Will, thank you for that little link.
Oh, thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
The website looks great.
Yeah,
thank
that was
you.
Pretty cool.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Did I handle that email appropriately?
That was pretty great. Okay. Oh, yeah. Because it wasn't pending action. It was just.
No. Just wanted to clean.
You let us all know how tech savvy you are. You were just letting us know. And I was impressed.
No, I'm not trying to show off. I was still literally trying to help you. You want me to show off?
We get it. Black will be
Trust
coming.
Me.
That's all I had.
Christina? Raleigh?
With respect to on-call, we received from the county, and it's been ongoing the last month or so, requests to review on-call and occupational classes. In total, there's 110. Mm-hmm. 75 of those are from health services specifically. So I've been collecting information on the occupational classes, duties. I've been talking to some of the stakeholders, Dr. McDonald at PDOC, for instance, mm-hmm. and gathering as much information. So those reviews will be ongoing, and determinations as they're completed will be released back to the county. And we'll be updating the board with those determinations as well. With respect to the data migration, I know Jerry had a question last time, but the data, and I can confirm that we'll actually be keeping the server on our side. Oh, so we'll have full access. The county will actually have to come to us to access that archive data.
Mm.
So
an opportunity for a small fee.
Yeah, can we charge them?
<That's right. laughs> Well, it'll be a little bit of a change. Instead of us paying them, they'll pay us. And then this week is also Compliance and Ethics Week. It's something that nationally the Corporate Society of Compliance and Ethics holds. It goes back a couple decades. So week in November, any organization that wants to actually promote a culture of ethics and compliance within their organization, there's a communications plan that you can follow, and it's something that we actually started this week. The communications to the staff, just reinforcing our key mission statements and the principles that govern our organization.
Did Gail get you a cake?
I don't know, but actually the feedback has been pretty good. So the staff response has been very positive, and they've been actually taking away some of the messages that we've been sending out. So the response is really good.
I'm sorry to go back, and nobody wants to go back. Real quick question, I won't go far.
Do we have a click counter on the website to know how many times have been accessed to it or anything? Any way of knowing what kind of traffic you're getting?
Like Google Analytics, for example?
Yeah, something like
that. So we do have, Christina, go ahead.
No.
Oh, yeah. We have Google Analytics. It's also telling us where people are clicking. Right. Are they clicking three times to get to someplace? So we can actually, change that so it's on the front page or something like that. And we're going to be...
We're getting any kind of, any reports on that yet?
We haven't started looking at that yet. Okay. We were going to wait until we were a few weeks in to kind of review that data and see if there's any changes.
Because I keep hitting my picture as often as I can.
Well, I'm
up to 98. It's not getting any better.
Question, and I didn't spend enough time on the site. Pictures. Is a member able to click in, go in essence, pull up the whole summary that we mail out to them once a year?
No.
They're not. Do we anticipate, to me that would be very helpful. It came to mind just because my husband decided this weekend to do financial long-term planning, and so he was on his website pulling up various components of retirement pensions, 401ks, all of the rest, and so I thought, well, that would be very helpful for a CSERA participant to be able to just click in and say, oh, here are my benefits. If I work till this age, I'll get this. Or do we have a more manual way we have to calculate that it's not that easy for someone to just pick it up?
So currently we don't have that. Eventually we would definitely like to get to that place where our members can log in.
Yeah, to me it would also, in the long term, as we become a more tech-savvy society and as our young millennials, like Will next to me, again, he's going to want to figure out his retirement at 2 in the morning and not wait to send an email, saying, I want to retire this date. Can you give me what the numbers are?
If he can multiply by 3.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and again, most people can, perhaps, that's a simple way. But, again, it may reduce some of our staff time needed as well if we have that ability.
It's so complicated, the different tiers and the different employers.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Well, it is, but that's almost why I'm assuming we have everyone in the database in the right tier, in the right system, that there's probably almost less chance of an error if they got in through their Social Security number, their employee number, and were able to just pull up their own information because the computer would just generate what's in there, assuming what's in there is correct.
I recall when we were preparing for the website that there's an online calculator, but it's non-specific to an employee.
Right.
Meaning anybody can go on there and submit their information.
Right, but it would be nice to be able to just go in and see your own information.
And I think our system actually that we use has a web portal component that we could enable, correct? But I think the stance we should have is take baby steps towards security.
Well, security is important, and maybe there isn't the demand, given the number of...
Well, there probably is the demand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of being able to provide it, and the accuracy is, as you can tell from recalculations and things that we have to deal with after the fact.
Well, if you were even able to, in essence... The fact that we have it in a basis where we're sending out these reports to individuals, then clearly we have all of the information needed in per employee in one section. I would think that would make it fairly simple then to calculate it any given day. But anyway, now in long term, I think it would be a nice thing, but not to make things more complicated. But otherwise, no, I love the website. It looks great and functions well.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Comparative.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Karen?
I have no reports. Thank you.
Okay.
You've had about enough time today.
We don't have any outside professionals, so trustees. Will?
I went to NC PERS, Public Safety Conference in Palm Springs with Gabe and Todd, and I could only attend 2 days because of a mandatory meeting with the fire chief on the following day, on Wednesday. But I just want to say that I've heard really good things about it. Some of the subjects that were there, I was interested in, but then I would get into the session and the material wouldn't be either applicable or they would not talk about specifically about that subject. And I wasn't very impressed with the conference overall.
Interesting.
So.
Yeah, the agenda was very promising. and everything, but they, some of the speakers were complete misses. Mm-hmm. You know, one time it was because there was a substitute speaker at the last moment, but I was like, well, and there's only a session, so if something after 5 minutes is going south, you don't have the opportunity to go to another room, and so, yeah, I came away with very similar feelings.
So, okay. I'm not saying don't go.
This wasn't the national NCPERS. Right. This was for public safety pension plans. Mm-hmm. So,
I've been to the national conference a few times, and actually, it is pretty good. They rotate every other year, though, to Hawaii, and so I think this year coming up is the Hawaii year. Put it on your calendar, Jerry.
The last Hawaiian one made the editorial page of the Chronicle, so.
Yeah, it's coming up in a week or two, and it hasn't been on our agenda, so.
That maybe raises a question to ask Gail. Do we have any process where the feedback on one of these sessions is poor enough that we would cease putting it, we would cease sponsoring it and putting it on our agenda?
That's a good question, John, and I think the thought I have is, on the flip side, there's conferences that, since I'm not declaring myself a new trustee or anything like that, but since I've been here, that there's conferences that when it comes up, like, you know, Deborah numerous times, like, or Gabe have said, this is an awesome conference. Like, mm-hmm. there's just, you know, a phenomenal right. response. And I heard that this one was actually pretty good because it's public safety, and I thought it was applicable, but I wasn't very impressed. Yeah. And I would, for this one, I would just say it's kind of maybe a dud. You know, I wouldn't take it off. Terms of, I wouldn't make any action like that. But I mean, maybe there are.
What you're describing, I think, has been the tradition, certainly for me, that you get a flavor sort of in the hallway about whether or not this historically has been a good one or not. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, is there any point at which we would not sponsor one? Have we had to deal with that? Have we thought about that?
I think each conference is different. I mean, like, the next one, NCPERS Safety, might have something it's great. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think their agenda.
You know, like I said, they put a good agenda together. On paper, it looked like, you know, there were going to be some real informative sessions. It just didn't pan out with the presenters. You know,
but I think it's conference
very
to
negative.
Conference
I hope someone gave bad evaluations. I think you'll get they don't realize that they're not doing
this
well.
One always goes downhill, so you will go. People won't want to go to it. Even if it's on the agenda.
I'm not disagreeing. I just was raising the issue is, one, have we thought about it? And if there is any kind of a sense, and I'm not picking that up, there is, that we ought to be more, we'd have a tighter process for ourselves in reporting back when we go to these, and if the report backs are poor enough, stop sponsoring them.
I always count on some institutional knowledge that comes back from these, and when they come up the next time, I have found most of the board members to be candid enough to mm-hmm. say, it was good, or last year wasn't so hot.
Last year wasn't that
and
good.
And you'll see a couple of them when they come up, there's no interest in people going, and I think that's, they mm-hmm. suffer from their past.
Sort of, it ain't broke, so don't fix it is...
That was my intent of trying to share that is, one, I did something. No, I'm just kidding. Two is just to give feedback to the other board members that I wasn't very impressed. So,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Any other trustee comments? If not, I believe we are now adjourned.
And who's the person who's talking to me about an hour and a half on this meeting?
Yeah. So.